The Gemara says in Yuma and in a few other places in Rosh Hashanah, V'inisem es nafshoseichem betisha l'chodesh v'erev v'chi betisha misanim v'haloi ba'asiri misanim eloi melecha kol ha'oichel v'shoyse b'tshi ma'ilu olav ha'kosev ki'ilu his'an etshi v'asiri. That there's a mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom Kippur, and the achila of Erev Yom Kippur is ki'ilu you fasted 2 days in a row. As I stay in the Gemara, the Emes, the Gemara says that there's a different man diomer that we learn out from this pasuk betisha v'erev. We learn out the din of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. That is a din you have to be moisif michoil al hakodesh. That's why it says betisha to teach you that you're supposed to be moisif michoil al hakodesh. Now the Gemara says that the Emes is we can learn out moisif michoil al hakodesh from a different pasuk b'chorish v'akotze tishbois. Since we can learn it out from a different pasuk, so the Gemara says, oh, so then what do you do with this pasuk betisha al hakodesh? We teach you the din that kala oichel b'tshi is ki'ilu isana b'tshi v'asim. What's the inyan to be oichel on Erev Yom Kippur? Is Poshup Shat Rashi state and Rishonim state, you're supposed to have koiches to fast, the time of the crow. You have koiches to fast. You'll have koiches to daven. You'll have koiches to do tshuva. Zasach tzaton on Yom Kippur. So you have to eat the day before in order to have koiches. The Rabbeinu Yonah brings b'emes another rapshat that the esim Yom Kippur is a yomtif. If Yom Kippur is b'emes a yomtif, there's really supposed to be a sudas yomtif. No, it's not shayach a sudas yomtif on Yom Kippur alone. So shtot the suda that you should make on Yom Kippur, instead you make a suda on Erev Yom Kippur. Another pshat, not a sudas yomtif, but the emes is a gevaldik a simcha. The simcha of the kaporas avoynis. Yom Kippur is a yom simcha. Like how yom toivim yisrael ki yom ha-kippurim. It's a yom simcha. Is the simcha is mechayiv. Again, you can't have a suda on Yom Kippur alone. So the simcha of the mechilas avoynis is mechayiv a suda the day before. In the Shibuli Aleket, and the Orcha Shulchan brings it, and other Acharonim bring it, that they say, and it's not a steer to the Avshat Be'emes, maybe it is, I don't know. They bring that al yaday that a person eats the day before Yom Kippur, it's harder to fast the next day. The Shinoi Haveset, the sudden change that you ate a lot the day before and then you're fasting, makes it in essence harder to fast, not easier to fast. It makes it harder to fast. Now again, it's not a stira. You'll have more koiches, but it's also harder. I don't know if it's a stira. Over be'emes, it's an opposite pshat. The Shlog brings down from the Zoyar, that be'emes, you know, the Chazal Adashim, that it's as if you fasted both days. He says, because be'emes, a person has a guf and a neshama. It's an inui for his guf that he's fasting. It's an inui for the neshama the day before the eating. Is that the ki'ilu was'an and chivasi? Sometimes I saw the Sif Sich HaChomim says, Ki'ilu Asana Chi V'Asiri. Ki'ilu Asana B'Chi. Asiri is fasting anyways. What's Ki'ilu Asana Chi V'Asiri? Both together. Is there is a pilpul that Be'emes, there's a famous kasha, how come we don't make Sveki the Yoyim on Yom Kippur? There's a lot of terutzimah, but like this, the pshat is, Ki'ilu Asana, the Sveki the Yoyim hap menoichet. Havar, it's a toys, the Sveki the Yoyim would have been on Yiralef, not on Tes. Mezok Tezazah. But the Sif Sich HaChomim brings, he says, Shteitin Sforim, that a person that fasts 2 days in a row, it's ki'ilu chaf hei tainiyis. In Lagabi, the cheshboinus of people in Moisef, extra tainiyis. So the ki'ilu asana chi ve'asiri is taka teisefes. It's both together. It's ki'ilu asana chi ve'asiri. In Chassam Sofer state, Emes Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar is mavur that the Akeda was on Yom Kippur. So he says that the Achila on Yom Kippur were makar of chela v'dam. It's also a shtika carbon. And far your makar of the carbon, there's a yimafatim the carbon. That's the union of the Achila and Erev Yom Kippur. And Andrew say that that's the pshat that we say in Tfilah Zakeh that the miyat chela v'dam that we're going to have on Yom Kippur, that should be like a hakrova. Oh, but we don't want the chela v'dam from the whole year. Efshir was it's pogum. Efshir was not it's baveira. It was is we make a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah sachila on Erev Yom Kippur, and the mitzvah sachila on Erev Yom Kippur is den taka the miyat chela v'dam that you make on Yom Kippur, and that's the ki'ilu v'san chi v'asir. So that's the Etzem Inyan. We said, Virius Eifanim, the Etzem Inyan of Achil and Erev Yom Kippur. In Rambam, it's not Mavur, it's such a din. The Rambam doesn't bring down the din of Achil and Erev Yom Kippur. The Chlal doesn't bring it down. The Pashtus is, the Beis Yosef already explains, the Rambam brings down the din of Tosefes Yom Kippur. That you have to be Moisef Michoel Lakoidish. Zok the Rambam, where's the Makar for the din of Moisef Michoel Lakoidish? Zok the Rambam, from this pasuk. Be'inisa and v'tishal achaydesh. So the Rambam used the pasuk of tishal achaydesh to teach you the din of teisefes yom tif, teisefes yom kippur, to be moisim michael achaydesh. The Rambam is not left with a makar. The Torah, on the other hand, the Torah brings down the din of moisim michael achaydesh. The Torah brings down the din of moisim michael achaydesh, but he says we learn it out from bacharish of akatzat tishvais. So like the Torah, we have taki the extra pasuk. The Torah in Siman Tov Resh Dalet brings down that a person's supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. He brings down the mitzvah of Achila Erev Yom Kippur. Oh, but the Rambam doesn't bring it down. The pshat is because according to the Rambam, Vibalt, he uses the pasuk of B'tishal HaChodesh for the din of Teisefes Yom Kippur. He doesn't have a makar for this din. It's the emes, it's not brought down in the Rambam Bechlal. Now there's interesting mice. There's one Rambam, not on Hilchas Yom Kippur. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Nedarim. In Hilchas Nedarim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Tes. The Rambam over there is saying, if a person makes a neder, that he's not going to eat basar. So the din is, he says he's not going to eat basar on any Tuesday. All the Tuesdays, Yimei Shlishi, I'm not eating basar. What happens if Yom Shlishi, a Tuesday, comes out on a Yom Tif or Dos? Zok the Rambam. Even more, he said he's going to fast. The person said, I'm going to fast on all Tuesdays. So Dr. Rambam, even if it comes out on a Yom Tif, or even if it comes out on Erev Yom Kippur, you have to keep your neder. Ka'achar yad, the Rambam threw in the idea of Achila Erev Yom Kippur. That if you make a neder, that you're going to fast on all Tuesdays, even if it's Chala Yom Tif or Erev Yom Kippur, you still have to fast. The Rambam fears ois, but what if it's Chanukah or Purim? Chanukah or Purim is a derabbanon. On a derabbanon, Chazal were more machmer on a derabbanon more than a deraisa. They chagom also chizik l'devrayim. So for a derabbanon, they said, it's taki, you don't fast. You made a neder, you're going to fast? Fine, but if it collides with a chiv, the rabbanon of Suda, you taki, don't fast. It's mashma here that Erev Yom Kippur, not only it's a din, it's mashma, it's a deraisa. You know, there's a chakir, if it's a deraisa, the rabbanon, we'll see. Oh, but the Rambam is mashma here, he puts it together with the deraisa. He says, if it's chalani Yom Tif, or on Erev Yom Kippur, you fast. If it's Chalana, the Rabbanan Dikki Yom Tif, Chanukah or Purim, you don't fast. It's Mashmetz Deraisa, and it's Oymer Darsheni. The Rambam doesn't bring it Bechlal in Hilchas Yom Kippur. Dok Kalachar Yad, the one place he brings it on Hilchas Nedarim, is the Aruch HaShulchan. He wants to suggest the Moir Dikki Chiddush. Zok the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Tof Reish Dalet, that Avada Be'emes like the Rambam, there's no such din as eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Like we said, it's Muchruch. The Rambam uses the Pasuk of Tishal HaChodesh for Tisepes Yom Kippur. He doesn't have a Makar for Achil Erev Yom Kippur. Nor, even though there's no din, and not even a derabbanon, but there's a minog. Avad, everyone knows there's a minog to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The Torah brings down that there's a minog to eat on Erev Yom Kippur because we're besimcha. Not as the gzeres takasa of Tisha l'chaydish berev. Nor, there's a medrash that brings down a story that someone went to buy a fish and he bid it out to the king, and the king got very upset and he asked him, why'd you do it? So he said, because Erev Yom Kippur, it's a very happy day, we're getting slicha machilo. And there's a whole Indian talk of why we eat fish in Shem Yishmul state, because a dog, he says a dog, in Zohar, a dog is called, a tana is called, tanoim are called nune yama. They're called the fish of the sea. Because a fish is someone that lives in water, he needs to live in the water. The chayas ha'aretz don't have to stay attached to the ground. But a fish has to live in water. Erev Yom Kippur, we're trying to become on that madrega that we're muchrach, we have to live with our ruchnis, we have to. Well, like, we become like fish, that's any way we eat fish. Interessant. So on the Stechemet, there's various shatim. Why we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Achilas Erev Yom Kippur? All kind of different shatim. But the Stechemet study says there's no specific meichel that you're supposed to eat that warrants that you would make a bracha. Interesting. Dosh state the taker is aiming to eat dogim in the Suda. Or Bakaponim, the Medrash brings that there's a minuk to have a Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. The Aruch HaShulchan, that's what the Rambam meant. Avad like the Rambam, there's no din to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Not a deraisa, not a derabonim. But there's a minog. So Zok the Rambam, a person makes a neder that he's going to fast. If it's Chal Yom Tif, which is Doiraisa, or it's Erev Yom Kippur, which is nothing, but there's a minog usually to eat, you have to fast anyways. Because Kenegra Doiraisa, you fast. Kenegra Minog, you fast. If it's a Derabbana, Chanukah or Purim, you don't fast. And that's why the Rambam Taka never brings it, nor it's only brought here Kalachayat. Now, Ibem has had a murder to Gediak, and Shulchan Aruch has brought down the din that a person should eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The Bir Hagra, on that halacha, I would have quoted, it's a Gemara in four places, in Rosh Hashanah, in Psochem, in Yuma, in Brochus. I would have quoted the Gemara. That there's a Gemara that brings down in a lot of places that there's a person supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The Gra brings down, Eichlam Erev Yom Kippur, the Gra brings down Ayin Medrash. He brings down the medrash that a person is a medrash that a person is supposed to eat. Shalom the Groy is the Groy's taka saying that the emes there's no deraisa, there's no din to eat. We don't pass him because we used up the pasuk for teisavus yom kippur. No, the Shulchan Aruch is bringing it down because there's a minhag kemavur and the medrash. That's why the Groy brings down the medrash. He doesn't bring down the etzem din. The Achronim handle Rabbi Kiveger, the Ksav Sofer, other Achronim, whether an Isha is Chayiv in the mitzvah of Achilus Erev Yom Kippur. Maybe it's a Zman Groma. On one hand, it's a Zman Groma. It's Noyagon. Test Tishrei, it's a Zman Groma. On the other hand, Noshim are Mitzvah in Yom Kippur. So maybe there's like a Hekesh. Whoever's Mitzvah in Yom Kippur should be Mitzvah in the mitzvah of Erev Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Kiveger, the tshuva over there to Rabbi Kiveger was, it was a Shiloh. There was a certain isha that for her was a sakana to eat. She wasn't able to eat a lot. And for her was a sakana to eat. And she wanted to be machmer to eat Erev Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Kiveger wrote, tell her b'shmi that I said that for her it's a sakana chas v'shalom, she should not eat. She should not overexert herself to eat. And then he adds, as a sagraim, that's the part that's negel, that's a ma'isa shahoya. But he adds, u'bechlal ani mesupik. If noshem amachoy, even this mitzvah, maybe it's a zman groma. Or you don't know, maybe it is a hekesh. The ksav soifer also handles the shiloh. But he adds a knech. He says, "Be'emes, what's the reason of the mitzvah of Achilas Erev Yom Kippur? The reason is that a person should have koiches for the doing tshuva, to daven, to have to fast. So the reason of the mitzvah applies by noshim also." He says a lashon of the Gemara in Kedushin, "Gavra boi chai, noshi loy boi chai. Noshi also boi chai. So avada isha also should eat on Erev Yom Kippur because the reason of the mitzvah applies." Now Lefizeh says a big chiddush. Lu yitzur, you have someone who's not planning to fast on Yom Kippur. He's a choyla, and he's not planning to fast on Yom Kippur. Does he have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Zok Tiksav Sofer. A man, avada, should eat on Erev Yom Kippur, even if he's not planning to fast. Because there's a din, we don't ask questions why. There's a din to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Maybe the reason is to have koichas to fast. There's a din to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and avada that applies to you even if you're not planning to fast. But an isha, who be'emes, maybe there's a p'tor zman groma. The whole reason she's fasting, she's eating, is in order to have koiches to fast. Maybe if she's taka not gonna fast, maybe by her taka it wouldn't be a mitzvah. The Ksav Sofer has another shayla. It's interesting. Let's say someone didn't eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The whole day he didn't eat. There's a shayla. He's supposed to eat the whole day, or it's enough one suda. Yeah, it's a shver mitzvah. Machan agansa tog. Oh, but let's say a person bechlal didn't eat yet. The whole day. Come out fasted the whole day. It's mamish getting close to shkia. He has 5 minutes left. Either he has a choice now to eat and be mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Erev Yom Kippur. But on the other hand, there's a mitzvah essay. Teisefes Yom Kippur. You're not chayiv karas, but there's a mitzvah essay you're supposed to be moisif on Yom Kippur. Which one is better? Which one overrides? And it's interesting, this is both dinim, I learned that from this pasuk. Should you do the din of Teisefes Yom Kippur? Or should you do the din of Achilas Erev Yom Kippur? Go and make an ukimta. It's mamish. It's not chayiv both. Either you're going to be mekayim mitzvah Achilas Erev Yom Kippur, or you'll be mekayim the Teisefes Yom Kippur. Then Mr. Taz asks, why doesn't the Torah just say straight out, Toichal be'erev Yom Kippur? Why do we have to say it with a twist? Tisha misanah and ki'ilu misanah. Is the Minchas Chinuch says a chiddush, he has a whole arifas, but he says a chiddush, that you have to eat a koiseves. You know, normally whenever there's a din suda, either it's a kezayis, or there's a sheer kebeitza. The Mechas Chinuch says, for this din of Erev Yom Kippur, since the Torah expounded it by saying v'inisem, and we twisted that you should eat to get to a v'inisem, since Chazal taught us that v'inisem, the shir of inui on Yom Kippur, is a koseves, so hu adin, the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, is a koseves. Yeah. When does the mitzvah start? The Shailon the Paiskin. Does the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur start tonight? Does it start Balayla, or it's only by Yoyim, only the next morning, on Test Tishrei, right? The Tishal HaChodesh. Bemis, it says, the Tishal HaChodesh, Me'erev ad Erev. Aber, as always, a Shaila, Magen Avraham already handles, is the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur only at night, or even, only by the next day, or even by night? Is the Magen Avraham brings, Bemis, the Bira Gros brings, Gemorin Ksubis Stavhei. The Gemorin Ksubis Stavhei says, that you shouldn't make a chasna on Sunday. You shouldn't make a chasna on Sunday. Why? Gzeir Hashem Yishchet Ben Oif. Because if the chasm will be on Sunday, you're going to chas for shol, and maybe you'll be nichshag, you'll start preparing, you'll start shechting the chickens already on Shabbos. That's why you don't make a chasm on Sunday. Frech the Gemara, maybe Yom Kippur should never be a Monday. Maybe we should arrange that Yom Kippur should never be a Monday. Because if Yom Kippur is going to be a Monday, Erev Yom Kippur is going to be Sunday, and it's a big mitzvah to eat, and then maybe you just shech the chickens on Shabbos. So we should, the head to work out on the calendar that Yom Kippur shouldn't be on a Monday. So the Gemara knows there's a chilek. First of all, a chasm is more, you have to prepare for a lot of people. If you Erev Yom Kippur Suda, we're not worried. V'oid, zok the Gemara, the Yom Kippur Suda is only by the day. So there's no chash. The Yom Kippur Suda is Sunday morning, that's not a problem. By the chasm, it's ready from the night before. It's meduyak in the Gemara, that's only from the day. But on the other hand, the Gemara gave a different teretz. Maybe that's what the two teretzim are arguing about. So the Achronim bring this as a right. The Magen Avraham says, what's the shaila if the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is the night before? He says it depends on the minog of slichas. We know there's a machloikis. If on Erev Yom Kippur, you're supposed to say a lot of slichas. Our minog is we don't say a lot of slichas Erev Yom Kippur. If there's a lot of slichas in the morning, right, slichas used to be, right, before Allah is Nashach, right, not 8 o'clock in the morning. So if there's a lot of slichas, that's a raya that the mitzvah didn't start yet, that the mitzvah starts only in the day. But loy teshitas, that the minig is that we only do very little slichos, that's taka simin, because the mitzvah to eat already started the night before. So whether the mitzvah of achilas Erev Yom Kippur is belayla lefnei, it's totally in whether there's a lot of slichos. But then the Magen Avraham ends with a kasha. He says, if it's true that the mitzvah of achilas Erev Yom Kippur starts even at night, then we shouldn't say tachnan by mincha today, right? We don't say tachnan on Erev Yom Kippur. But whenever there's a yontif, if the yontif starts at night, so the previous mincha, we don't say tachnan. And l'chor, it's mevor, we do say tachnan on Ches Tishrei by mincha. It doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch not to say tachnan on Ches Tishrei. He says, why? If the Sudas Erev Yom Kippur starts at night, then the previous mincha should already also not have tachnan. Yesh lachter if there's a vina malkeinu, but akoponim there shouldn't be tachman. And then he asks there as a kasha, and he says it's a shver in the minig. Our minig is not to say a lot of slichas. There must be that the suda starts. So how can we say tachman by mincha on ches tishrei? That's the kasha. Mamash, yes, ches tishrei mincha. Yeah, it's interesting. It's mamash in yonah diyoma. Yeah, ches tishrei. The Magen Avraham is asking, you shouldn't say tachnan by mincha of ches tishrei, because the mitzvah of achila of teshel of b'tishrei started at night. So that means there's another shtel. Interesting ha'ara. I didn't see anyone shtels in it. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. You don't say tachnun on the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. The days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, you don't say tachnun. This is brought down sai in Hilchas Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and it's also brought down in Hilchas Tachnun. That the days you don't say tachnun, the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, you don't say tachnun. Zok the bir agrot is a steer in the gro. But in one place, the gro says, why don't you say tachnun? He says, because you know in the times of Shloim HaMelech, 7 days before Sukkot, Shloim HaMelech made a Chanukah Sabayis for 7 days. And since the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot are the days, they even ate on Yom Kippur that year, because they had 7 days of Simcha. So since those are the days of the Chanukah Sabayis of Shloimo, that's why we don't say Tachnam in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So Achav Ha'ara, I didn't see anyone asks. I was like, Ches Tishrei, we shouldn't say Tachnam. The 7 days of Shloimo's Chanukah Sabayis started on Ches Tishrei. It was from Ches Tol Tesvav. So if the reason we're not saying Tachnam on the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot is because of the Chanukah Sabayis of Shloimo, then on Ches Tishrei, even by Shachris, we shouldn't say Tachnam. That's Ha'ara, I didn't see anyone shtels. Of an emes of the groa says to himself, in a different place he says a different reason why we don't say tachnun on Erev Yom Kippur. He says Moirud Gazach. He says because the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot are mitzas kemo Yom Kippur. Azoy Yom Kippur we don't say tachnun. The days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot also are days that are mitzas kemo Yom Kippur. Say to the groa you say that Yom Kippur. We always say that Yom Kippur, we have Ne'ilah. The height of Yom Kippur is that you get to Ne'ilah. The Sukkah is the entire 7 days of Sukkot is that Madrega of Ne'ilah. If you realize what's going on, the Seder Avoida is that when you finally got to the Madrega of Ne'ilah, then you want to lock yourself. Ne'ilah is a lashon of locking in. Then you want to talk about Shlos Tzich Tzazamim with the Rabbi Shalom. So you have those 4 days that are Miksas Kemo Yom Kippur. They're still on the Madrega of Yom Kippur. But then you get the sukkah. We locked it. The tzaddikim locked it. You go into the sukkah with the Rabbi Shalom, right? Mitzilusa de'amnus. That's the sukkah is a continuation of the ni'ur. But the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, ataka mixas kemo Yom Kippur. And of course, that's the Seder Advarav, that after the Yom Kippur, it says in the Zohar that Yaakov Avinu sends away Esav, we send away the Sawyer, and then V'Yaakov Nosa Sukkosa. That's about the Seder Advarav. And after Yom Kippur, you come to Sukkot. And, you know, Sukkot is Zman Simchaseinu. I think we said this other times already, that Sukkot, what's the pshat? It's Zman Simchaseinu. We'll say, Azanusach, it's not Sukkot Dikas Simcha. It's Yiddish Simcha. Or is the rule at Tzadik, Uli Yishrei Leiv Simcha. If someone be'emes has Yashrus Aleiv, he's be'simcha. Now the whole year he's going through a tug of war. The Ra and the Toiv is pulling him in both ways. And when a person's pulled both ways, he does Toiv and then he gets pulled the other way, then he gets pulled back, and he's not be'simcha. Side by the Toiv, side by the Ra. He's being tugged back and forth. There's the Kaseva, the Kamulchama. Then a person's not be'simcha. When a person's confused, he doesn't have the Yashrus. Or after Yom Kippur, after the Ne'ilah, after you got to that Madrega, so then you're holding by Simcha. Uli Yishrei Leiv Simcha. Someone just told me that from Rav Shlomo Karliner, he says, what's the Gresta Achana that a person should do for Erev Yom Kippur? What should a person great Zechtzu for Yom Kippur? You learn a Blat Gemara Be'ion Rav. Because a person from the whole year is a little krum, he's a little okum, he's not Yosher. Alikim Boris Adam Yosher. What's the most Yashrus Dikazach? Learning a Blat Gemara Be'ion. That's a Yashrus Dikazach. That's a Yosher. You want to hold, you want to be by Yosher. That's Yosher. And that's Avada. There's another Nakuda that what, you know, there's a Vart. Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to bring a Kli Cheres into a Sukkah. It's a Halacha. You're not supposed to bring Kli Cheres into a Sukkah. A person is a Kli Cheres. A person is a Kli Cheres. Or a Kli Cheres, Shvirosan, Zuitar Rosan. After you break it, Devils came in Arayin and Sukkah. After the Shvir of the Kli Cheres, then you can go into the Sukkah. After Yom Kippur, there's another 10 days until Hashanah Rabbah. And the same way there's Asor Yomim. From Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, there's Aseret Simei Tshuva. There's also Aseret Simei Tshuva from Yom Kippur to Hashanah Rabbah. And Sfarim state that there's Tshuva Meira and there's Tshuva Me'ava. The Gemara says it already. The Gemara says that Tshuva Me'ava, there's doinus on Nasen Kizchuyis. By Tshuva Meira, there's doinus is Nasen Kishkogis. By Tshuva Meira, there's doinus is Nasen Kizchuyis. The Aveiros turn into Schuyis. And that's the avoid the taka through from Yom Kippur, those 10 days, through Sukkot, till you get to Hashanah Rabbah. I saw a statement for him that, you know, by Tashlich, we throw away our Aveiros into the water. Aber, what's the Simchas Beis HaSheeva, the Nisach HaMayim? After you do Tshuva Me'ava, then you want them back. Because after the Aveiros turned into Schuyos, that's the Beis HaSheeva, then you want it back. And that's Rishain Lechesben Avonis. The Emes, the Eberster took off the Aveiros. Rishain Humaver. The Eberster is Matak Labichesed. He takes off the Aveiros. But after Tshuva Me'ava, then you want it back. That's Kiseitze La Melchoma Aloivecha. You go to Melchemes Hayetzer, Veshavisa Shivi. You take captives. The Aveiros Alain, you take captives. You turn them back into mitzvahs. That's Taka the Simchas Beis HaSheeva. But it's a whole Seder Advar. First the Yom Kippur, and then Taka Sukkis. Yom Kippur, there's a famous sheet, the sheet that's Rebbe. Rebbe says, Yom Kippur, itzumoy shel yoim is mechaper, afilu b'li tshuva. It's a famous, you said it's a Gemara in a few places, I want to stall on it for a few minutes. Sheet that's Rebbe. Rebbe's mahalach is that Yom Kippur is mechaper even without tshuva. Most Tanoim hold, no, Yom Kippur is only mechaper tzazaman with tshuva. But Rebbe's sheet is, itzumoy shel yoim is mechaper. That's sheet that's Rebbe. There's a Gemara that says, Bashkafta the Rebbe, by Rebbe's Levaya, a petek came down from Shemayim, and it says, whoever was by Rebbe's Levaya is Mezuman L'chayelam Hava. What's the Pshat after by Rebbe? Because the Gemara says that Amisas Tzadikim is Machaper, just like Yom Kippur is Machaper. However, I'll tell you, the same way, like most Shitas, Yom Kippur is Machaper only with Tshuva. Misas Tzadikim also was only if you talk have a Seiris to Tshuva. However, Rebbe L'shitasoi, Rebbe holds that the Yom Kippur itself is Machaper, even without Tshuva. So let him, whoever was by his Levaya, call me Shahayim Alavaya, Bashkav, the Rebbe, it's Machaper. Because like him, there's no Tanai of Tshuva. The Yom Kippur itself is the Machaper. You don't need the tshuva. That's Shitas Rebbe. Now there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara asks in Shavuos, Daf Yud Gimel. Also Gemara in Krisus, Daf Zayin. The Gemara asks, according to Rebbe, how is it shayich to have karas on Yom Kippur? The Pasuk says, if you eat on Yom Kippur, you chayiv karas. If you do melacha on Yom Kippur, you chayiv karas. Frek the Gemara, how is it shayich you chayiv karas on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is mechaper. As you're doing gaver, good, you didn't do tshuva. You're in the middle of eating. You're in the middle of the sandwich. Oh, but it's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is mechaper. So you should never have karas. So first the Gemara says, yeah, the case is that you ate it at night. Because Yom Kippur is only mechaper by yoin. Itzumi shel yoim is mechaper. Maybe you could be chayiv if you're eating when you did it by night. So the Gemara, yeah, but it's mashma. If you eat by day, also you'll be chayiv. So the Gemara says, dechanke umtza. He chokes on the bone. The first piece, he takes a bite. Right away, on the spot, he dies. Before the Yom Kippur, again, it takes 2 seconds. Before the Yom Kippur had a chance to be mechaper, he chokes on it right away. As I say in the Gemara, that according to Rebbe, the only way it's shayich that a person can need a kapara on Yom Kippur, a person would have karas on Yom Kippur, is the chanke umtza. Or he did malacha, the Gemara says increases, and right away he did the first second of the malacha, and right away lightning came and struck him down. Yeah, as I say in Gemara, that's the only way how it's shayich karas on Yom Kippur, according to Rebbe. But then the Gemara gives him another teretz. Before, the Gemara gives a teretz. Maybe Rebbe's moide on the Isurim of Yom Kippur. Interesting twist. So the Gemara, maybe Rebbe's shita that Yom Kippur is mechaper on all Averis, even without tshuva, that's only on other Averis. But the Aver of Yom Kippur itself is different. Karas the Yoime is different. The Karas of Yom Kippur itself, Rebbe's moide. And I'm not sure, I have to be mavar this. When the Gemara said this teretz, that according to Rebbe, Karas of Yom Kippur is different. That Yom Kippur is not mechaper for Averis of Yom Kippur. That's even with tshuva? Rebbe holds normally that it's even without tshuva. But you're telling me that the Averis of Yom Kippur is a yoytzam in a klal. So that's even with tshuva it won't help? I'm also mesupik, according to Rebbe, Ben Adam l'chaveiroi is only actually yiratzeh es chaveiroi. Nizitzu mishal yoy mechaper without pias chaveiroi. Nizitzu mishal yoy mechaper by Ben Adam l'chaveiroi, according to Rebbe? Chveish mishtaf mevarazam. Oh, but that's what the Gemara says, that it's hard to find the case that you have karas. Now I have a kasha. I don't know what to do. I don't have a teretz. I don't have a glot of teretz. The Gemara says, "Ha'omer echta v'oshev echta v'oshev, ain't maspikin v'yadi lasas tshuva." Then the Gemara says, "Ha'omer echta v'yom kippur mechaper, echta v'yom kippur mechaper, Yom Kippur won't help you, even if you do tshuva. If a person went with an attitude, echta v'yom kippur mechaper, echta v'yom kippur mechaper." Yom Kippur won't be mechaper. Frek the Gemara in Yuma. This Gemara is not like, this Mishnah is not like Rebbe. According to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is mechaper even if you don't do tshuva. So who cares if you said echt of Yom Kippur mechaper? L'chayr lema de loike Rebbe. And for the Gemara, 2 words. Agav shiny. The Rishonim explain, even though Rebbe holds Yom Kippur, doesn't need tshuva, but Azam HaChutzef, that he went and he beferish said, echt of Yom Kippur mechaper, then Rebbe's moida, that Yom Kippur won't be mechaper. I have a simple kasha. I don't know what to do. I have a lot of kasha. I didn't see it. They asked this kasha. The Gemara in Shavuos is asking, according to Rebbe, how the shayach karas by Yom Kippur. It gave a territory that he chokes right away, or Yom Kippur Yisurim are different. A simple case. Agav shiny. A person that got up and said, Echta v'Yom Kippur mechaper, Echta v'Yom Kippur mechaper. For him, he'll be chayav karas if he eats on Yom Kippur. Azoy bet zayin, he'll be chayav karas if he eats on Yom Kippur. The emes, I have a fakir takasha also. If you're holding cheshbin, I have a fakir takasha. The Gemara said that echt of Yom Kippur mechaper, echt of Yom Kippur mechaper doesn't stem with Rebbe. And the Gemara answers, agav shiny. I have a different teretz. This is a shvachar akasha. I have a different teretz. Even if you don't want to be mechadish agav shiny, maybe it's going on Yisurim of Yom Kippur itself. The Gemara says in Shavuos that Yisurim of Yom Kippur, Rebbe didn't say his din. So that could be the case of echt of Yom Kippur mechaper. Even without the teretz of agav shiny. But it's a doichik that echt of Yom Kippur mechaper is only on Yisurim Yom Kippur. But the under Reveg Duchsach is a glat akasha. That it's Mishkachas. The Gemara is asking, Heich Mishkachas Koros L'Rebbe. I have a case. How it's Mishkachas? It's a festa kasha. I saw a different kasha from Shlomo Kluger. Murray the Gezach. Shlomo Kluger has a kasha. It's an einfall of a kasha. The Gemara is asking in Shavuos that it's never Shaykh Koros according to Rebbe. Because the Yom Kippur is right away Mechaper. As you're eating your sandwich, the Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Frept of Shlomo Kluger. Maybe in a Hanami. Yitaka right. It's never shayach karas in Yom Kippur. As you're eating the sandwich, you're getting a kapar. So why did the Torah write that this karas? So he has a pilpul. We know there's a din of taisefes Yom Kippur, that a person has to add on to Yom Kippur. When do you add on? During Bein HaShemashes? No. Bein HaShemashes anyways Yom Mechuyiv. Safak derais al-chumra, you have to, during Shkia, Bein HaShemashes, you have to be mafma. So taisefes Yom Kippur obviously is before Bein HaShemashes. The Rambam Shita is, Safek Deiraisa Lakula. Machair, according to the Rambam, you don't have to add on to Sefer Yom Kippur, Far, and Shkia. Being Moisef during Ben HaShemosh is itself, you Yaitzer Adin, because Me'ikar Adin, you would be Safek Deiraisa Lakula. Brendan Flemmer, I don't know what his Makar is, but he says there are those that say that the whole Rambam that Safek Deiraisa Lakula is only by Achayvi Lavin. By Achayvi Krisus, the Rambam is Moisef, Safek Deiraisa Lachumra. Was that Brendan? Frekter Akasha. If that's true, that by a chayve krisis, the Rambam's moida, you go lachumra. So maybe the Torah wrote that this karas on Yom Kippur, it's never shayach. You'll never get karas on Yom Kippur. You'll always get the kapara. But the reason the Torah wrote karas is to teach you that it's a chayve krisis, that's suffic derais lachumra, and from there you'll know that the din of Tesefes Yom Kippur should even be earlier. You can't be yaitz at Tesefes Yom Kippur during Ben HaShemoshes. As I kasha, that the karas should be in the geya, as I frekter akasha. Tyson Krisis has a kasha. Rashi Shita is that Karis is even the children die. So Frek Tyson, how does it help? You ask, how is the guy going to get his kaparas? So he said he choked right away. But how is he going to have the din that who Vizari in Nashim? So Zok Tyson, since the Zari Betzim didn't do the Aver, they didn't eat. No, they get punished because he got punished. He choked right away, he died. They'll die afterwards, that's not a problem. No, it's not so poshut. There's a whole arachon there. We had this in Yevamos. If the din of Ariri by Karis is that they'll have to die before he dies or even after he dies, the arachon there brings a ray. You see from this Tosfos that the Ariri could be afterwards. He chokes right away on Yom Kippur, and then afterwards. We say to Yud Gimel Midas, Shal Rachamim, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the inyan of the Yud Gimel Midas Shal Rachamim. There's many different shittas in the Rishon and what the Yud Gimel Midas are. But the Gemara says, Hashem, Hashem, Ani Hashem, Koidim Sheyechte, Ani Hashem, La'achar Sheyechte. So the Rosh already asks, what's Ani Hashem, Koidim Sheyechte? Koidim Sheyechte is not, it doesn't need Rachamim yet. So the Rosh says, Hashem knows what you're going to do, you need Rachamim already. Or he says, it's going by Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah, even a Machshav Roh, the Eibush does Mitzanah. Oh, but it's a different mahalach that if a person is koidim sheyechta, a person that walks around thinking that he's a grois tzaddik, he's koidim sheyechta, he didn't do no averus, he thinks he's a koidim sheyechta, he needs a big rachman, he needs a big rachman stack. Oh, but it's a different yesoid, the Ben Yayoda brings, the Ben Eshchai, Moridik yesoid. It says, Be'emes, when a person does averus, and who are they when a person does mitzvahs, Sai is averus, Sai is mitzvahs, makes a big roishim in shemayim. His averus makes a big pgam in shemayim. Your mitzvahs make a big tikkunim in Elomis, in Shemayim. He says, Hashem has a greiser racham, and when a person is about to do an Aveira, and he has a greiser neshama, a person has to realize he has a greiser neshama. A person, when he does his Aveira, the neshama in his Shoyrish Elyon is going to make a big pagam. The Eibush has racham in Koidim Sheyechta, and he detaches you from your higher level neshama, and therefore less damage is done. That's a big racham. Racham in Koidim Sheyechta. But is it Moirudik of the hair a person has to realize over here? Gevaldik, oh, we're saved. Every time we do an Aveira, Hashem is Racham. He detaches us from our higher level neshama. Oh, but a person has to realize that that's not such a Gevaldik and Matzif. Because a person has to realize that doing mitzvahs is kirva to the Rabbi Nishlanam. And Aveiris is richuk from the Rabbi Nishlanam. It's not a Zaytik Yitzot. That is the mitzvahs. Asiyas mitzvahs is kirva to the Rabbi Nishlanam. Aveiris is richuk. If the matzav of Rachamim is that the Eibushter has to be menatik you from the Shoyrish Elyon of Yonashoma, that's not a very good matzav. That's richuk from the Shrin. That itself is richuk from Shrin. That is chait. That is chait. You know, we're holding an Aseres Meitshuva, getting closer to Yom Kippur. It's brought down in the Rishonim already that a person's supposed to have a different hanhaga during Aseres Meitshuva. Even someone that doesn't eat paspalter in a whole year, that eats paspalter in a whole year, aseres yimetshuva. So what's, I always ask the question, he already bought the Stella Dora cookies to break his fast on Moitzi Yom Kippur. So what's put there yet that he's not eating paspalter during the aseres yimetshuva? So there's many different shotim the Bali Musar say, a person has to act differently when they know you're watching you, right? The famous mushal of a person that is going to get a knas because he didn't shovel the snow. When the policeman's coming, at least go outside, show that you're starting. Epis, do something. You stay in your house and you're watching, and then you're going to get the knas. Azoy, he'll see that you started, you're trying, you're doing something. Epis, you're making your shtabas. There's another nakuda though, that so a Mordechai Marshall. A whole year we go far away. We're on a boat and we're far, right? On the shore is being with the Rabbanim Shalom. As you travel, your boat goes far away. Once a year you come back close. And then again we go through a whole year. I'm not giving anyone ideas, but you go through another whole year. If you wouldn't have that once a year that you send the ship back to shore, so then after 10, 15, 20 years, then you're out in the middle of the ocean. If every year you come back, it's a line of part, but the Indian of coming back, it's a whole different setup. No, come on. Over, it's a hinat zirik. It's under a matzav. One straight richuk of 70 years, it's different, a totally different thing. There's a musak makum zirik, we come back close to the Rabbanu Shlom. There's also another nakuda though. There's a v'achsidah shevart lahazhir gedoylam al haktanim. The Yimei Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the Yom Neroim, are days that will light up. When it's the middle of Shvat, and it's cold outside, and it's dark outside, and you're in the middle of the long gullus, the Madrega that you reach during Aseres Yimei Tshuva shines up for you through your entire year. Lahazir G'doylam Alaktanim. The Groyseteg shine up on the Kalenariteg. So there's an Indian, a person you have to know where you'll be holding afterwards again, over in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva itself, that's in the same vort as the marshal with the ship, but if a person has those Groyseteg, from those greater days, he'll be able to lean on them and be shoyim from them the whole year. Of course, we don't want to lose it right away. That's why we have right away a few days that are like Yom Kippur, and then we go into Sukkis, v'chule. But finally, when you get to the end, then there's a long winter, a long, cold, dark winter. You shoyim from the Yomim Neirom, l'hazir g'doy l'balaktanim. Now, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Bemis, there are 7 days, besides Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there are 7 days, exactly corresponding to the 7 days of the week, and a person could make a tikkun, and I'm not sure I have to be mevar this, is the pshat is that for Sunday I'm mesaken, and Sundays, Monday is mesaken for all Mondays, Shabbos is for all Shabbosim, or no, you pasha go through the 7 days, the day right after Rosh Hashanah is connected to Sundays, the next day is for Mondays. Is it kifi the days of the week, or it's just 7 days corresponding to 7 days? Nafkemina, what you want to cheshbon, daf mevar zayin the imitak. Oh, but that's the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Dirshu Hashem bihimotzoi. Himotzoi is the lashon of a metziah. If a person is dirish Hashem takin Aseres Yimei Tshuva, then he'll be zoicha to much more than what he's trying. He'll be zoicha to a metziah. You have to make your ishtadlus. But if you make your ishtadlus, then you'll be zoicha taka to a metziah. Because in these days, there's a bezunderes yata d'shmaya from Elyon. That's why it says in the Haftarah from Parashat Teshuvah, Eya katal li Yisrael. Yifrach kashishana. Tal is in this form state. Tal, Geshem Betzem is the rainwater from Shemayim, but it comes from the ocean. So it's really from our Hisiris. Aber Tal is Kulai, Hisiris Malamala. Aseres Yimei Tshuva is Dirshu Hashem Beimotzai. It's days to be able to be misakin for the rest of the. Now, Vade, Mimustan Tshuva. Aber this Tshuva Rabbi say on Averis, and then this Tshuva on the Mitzvahs. This Tshuva on Averis and this Tshuva on Mitzvahs. And so Mordechai Yosoid, in the Shem Yishmuel, he brings down, there's a lesson of a Medrash Tanchuma. Hafoich Rishon ve'enam ubeis tzadikim yamod. The Eibishter is mahapich on the Maisa of the Rishoyim, and they don't have a Tekuma. And he's mahapich on the Maisa of tzadikim, and by them it's ois gal. So partially you learn, he looks at the mitzvahs of the tzadikim, and at the Averis of the Rishoyim. He says, no, we're not looking at the Averis of the Rishoyim. This is the stomach part. The Eibishter is mahapich the Maisa of the tzadikim, and he's mahapich the Maisa of the Rishoyim. He says, even a person's mitzvahs, there are the way you do the mitzvahs. And Averis also. Averis mitah krecht is nisht Averis on a krecht. The krecht is also. Everything is gecheshbent. Machtan Averis, shoyim mit v'shoyim aleim charot is under Averis. But what in the mitzvah? A mitzvah that's done with the right kavanah, with the right pnimius, is under a mitzvah that's done when it's only min asoful l'chutz, when it's done only with the outwardly. So he gives a marshal, he says, you have a circle. A person that does a mitzvah, from mamish from inside the pnim of his heart, so that's like the dot in the middle of a circle. The definition of a circle, by the way, is all the dot, all the points that are equidistant from a certain midpoint. Person that does taka, that rears under the kuda pnimius, and his mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah that he did is totally mamish from the shayrish apnim, so that's mamish smack in the middle of the circle. A person does mitzvahs it's at the edge from his chitzonius, not mamish from in venik, so that's at the outer part of the circle. When you have an outer part of the circle and you're mehapachit, so it might be at the top, but when you turn it around after, the Eibush looks at it the other way, then all the way at the bottom. You talk it to the mitzvah, but you know, the Gebba cook cow, the Eibush is misboinen and the faculent that it gets turned, is cooked there in ganz nanish. Or by the mitzvah that was taka done from the pnim, as a mitzvah, the vim is great, it's not. Vim is on the drain. It's in the middle. It's taka with the shayrish el. And that's also a big avoida. Sayan the averis, and sayan the mitzvahs, there's an avoid over here to be misakin. The Aseres Meitshuva, Rabbi Yonison Eibishitz writes, or connected the Aseres Adibris, it's connected to the Aseres Mamorish in Avroi Lam, this over it's connected the Aseres Adibris, and Rabbi Yonison Eibishitz says, Rabbi Zoi, Rosh Hashanah is connected to Anoichi, Rosh Hashanah is connected to Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Malchis, and if you go through the Seder, you have to thank each one, Rabbi Yom Kippur is connected to Loisachmud. I don't know what's looked in them. Rabbi Yivorov Zatzal is Mayrach about this in the Hakdoma to the Sefer on Shuvah. Aber he says, Avada and Yom Kippur, the Shvitz of Yom Kippur is Ne'ilo, and on Ne'ilo we say, Lama Necht on the Oishak Yedenu. Gezel. Gezel. The Iker Mitzvah of Tshuva, according to the Rambam, is Vidoy. And where does the Torah say Vidoy? Where does the Torah bring down the concept of Vidoy? By Gezel. Because the Sherish of all Chatoim, the Emes is Gezel. Because the person has to realize that the Eibishter gave him his Keiches, his Gashmis, his Ruchnis, everything is from the Bashefer. And if a person uses it the right way, so then he's taka ois nutzing what he was supposed to. And if not, it's gezel. Is gezel is ben adam lamokoyim, gezel is ben adam lachaveira. Gezel is from alazai. Gezel is from alazai. And that's taka, the spitz of Yom Kippur, to come back, to use ois. Now, vada by ben adam lachaveira, this gezel of ben adam lachaveira, this gezel of ben adam lamokoyim. Vada by the gezel of ben adam lachaveira, is actually a ratas chaveira. And the pshat is poshet. Avada, the Eibishter loves you very much. The Emes, he would go lefnim Mishur Sadin. But he loves the other person also. If you're not Maratza Chaveira, the Eibishter has his Cheshman also. Zainit Zvegan Oichet. Avada, the Eibishter wants to go lekrascha. But if you weren't Mephayas Chaveira, he loves you like a Ben Yochid. He loves the Yenna like a Ben Yochid also. So Achi Ratza Chaveira. I mean, Adam Lamokain is with the Andere Cheshman. Is Amon Zoycha Zain Taka to Mechilis Lichet, and Aporo, and Agamar Chasim Atoyu.